The common theme at the state and federal levels is more support for mental health. State Senator Robert Ort is a veteran himself who served in Afghanistan and sits on the Senate's Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities Committee, as well as its Veterans, Homeland Security, and Military Affairs Committee. He is especially interested in continued support of a state-funded and county-administered program named in memory of Joseph P. Dwyer, an Army private who took his own life.
And, of course, what we know is we have a number of veterans, particularly here in New York State, who come back home. These are young men and women who have served in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And very often, as they readjust to civilian life, they are dealing with mental health issues and mental health needs. And sometimes a clinical setting isn't the setting that they need. And the Joseph P. Dwyer program is a non-clinical setting.
At the federal level, the VA healthcare system in Buffalo is urging continued support for a modernization project. And in regards to mental health, they do offer several programs, as spokeswoman Evangeline Conley explains.
We have our PTSD residential programs in Batavia, both for men and for women, as well as we have mental health clinic availability. We encourage veterans to come in to get their care sooner rather than later.
Back at the state level, Senator Ort also wants to see legislation that would provide free tuition to state colleges and universities for the children of New Yorkers killed in military action. He points to the proposed New York State DREAM Act, which, if passed, would give those who entered the U.S. illegally as children access to in-state college financial aid. He says if lawmakers are willing to support that act, they should also extend a helping hand to those who face hardship because their loved ones died while serving this nation in the military. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.